Blog Talk Radio.
Dr. Sabrina Sessions, and this is Miracle Internet Church. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're so happy that all of you are here, Brother Bill, Brother Marshall, and all of us. And the Lord is in our midst because the Bible declares Where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst. So the Lord is with us. Amen. He's never left us nor forsaken us. He's never abandoned us. He's never walked away. He's right here with us. Whether we feel him or whether we don't, we know by his word and by his truth that he's right in our midst. Amen. He's paying attention to everything, and he's answering all of our prayers. Amen. We want to bless all of our first-time listeners. We are a Christian Internet church, and we meet on the Internet every Wednesday evening and Friday evening at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the United States of America. We also meet on Sundays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the U.S. of A. and all around the globe. Amen? Amen. While our brothers and sisters on the other side are asleep, we're up preaching the gospel and praying. And when we're asleep, they're up recasting and cheering in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. We are an international ministry. We are not limited to the United States of America. We are all over the globe. Amen? Amen. And when I say all over the globe, I mean that we are in over two-thirds of the nations of the world. Amen? So we want to praise the Lord. We want to thank him for his faithfulness to us, amen, and his love displayed for us. We know that there is no need to fear because he's in our midst, and he has given us the measure of faith to believe him. So we want to thank the Lord for his goodness toward us, for his kindness, for his strength, and for his love. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. So I want us to rejoice. I want us to rejoice. Why? Well, the Bible says to rejoice with them that rejoice. And we have some beautiful, beautiful praise reports. And I know that all of you will be excited about them and that your hearts will be warm, just as mine has been and Brother Bill's. And it encourages all of us. All of us need encouragement from time to time from the Lord through the brethren. And I want to thank all of you who've done such kind and sweet and wonderful things to encourage me. I want to thank you, and I want to thank the Lord for you. Amen, amen. So, saints, I know that God is going to do wonderful things among us tonight. I know because he's been doing wonderful things for me. And each of us has our own particular prayer request. We all have certain things that we need the Lord to do. Well, just because your thing hasn't come along just yet, it's not time to give up. It's time to press in, amen? It's time to press in because surely the Lord is walking us through step by step, and he's teaching us how to do long-term wars, wars that are not over in 2 minutes or 2 days or 2 weeks. We need to know how to do that. Amen. God has plans for this ministry. He has plans for his prayer warriors. He has plans for his global prayer warriors. Amen. So we are doing warfare, and we are being trained at the same time. So we don't get discouraged because we're learning. Amen? And learning is a good thing. Learning is always a good thing. You get stronger as you learn. And you learn more when you're on the battlefield than you are sitting in the pews watching somebody else do it. When you get involved, when you go to the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room and sign in and place your agreement, you're getting involved. Amen? Amen. You learn more and you get stronger faster when you actively participate. Amen? So we want to encourage all of our listeners and our members to do just that. Be active participants. Active participants. You'll find that the Holy Spirit does more with you when you're an active participant versus sitting to the side watching everybody else throw the blows. Amen? Praise the Lord. Amen. So we're all going to be active participants in these battles. Amen? You know, we enjoyed the pleasure of a fast with the Lord not too long ago. And the Lord helped us to overcome some of our little places where we had pride hidden. Doesn't it feel so much better to have dumped that overboard? We're not carrying that weight anymore. And our lives are more pleasing to the Lord. Isn't that great? Isn't that wonderful? I surely think it is. And I know that I'm happy that the Lord has helped me, and he's helped many of you. Amen? You're finding that your warfare is lightening some. Why? Because you obeyed the Lord. That's right. You obeyed the Lord, and there's blessings and reward for obedience. Amen. I noticed that some of the same people come up in the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room to put their agreement. Well, guess what? Everybody else needs to do it, too. The more, the merrier. It makes it easier for everybody. Amen? Yes, it does. The more of us that get involved actively, the easier the warfare is for everybody. Because one of us can put 1,000 to flight, and two of us can send a legion out of this world. Amen? So don't sit over there going, well, they can do it. I don't know enough. I don't know but 2 scriptures. So what? I agree with the answers and solutions to the prayer requests listed in the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know one scripture, use that one. Amen? Nobody's going to criticize you for using the one scripture you know. Just put it, the Lord, that you do know one. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. So, saints, this is a time for us to come together and close in ranks. Amen? Close in ranks and continue to do warfare. All of us need coverage. All of us need to be covered in prayer. All of us need the blood of Jesus over us. All of us need the wall of fire with the glory of God in the midst. Why? Because the devil is attacking all of us. Some of us harder at one place at one time, and some of us at another place at another time. But we all have to help each other out. So we all come together, we get in agreement, and God moves. Amen? So don't hesitate to put your agreement in the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. I know that some of us are experiencing some very warm weather this time of the year. And, you know, they use that warm weather to stir up stuff that has been forbidden because I canceled the hurricane season. So you all need to come into agreement with me that the so-called hurricane season is canceled in Jesus' name. We need water. We need rain for the plants so that we're not in a drought. But we do not need a hurricane to tear up a property and people's homes, et cetera, et cetera. And so that people have great insurance policies that they have to go put in a claim for, and then the rates go up. You don't need all that. All you need is rain for the plants and just enough humidity. That's all you need. Amen? So we're canceling, making void the hurricane season. We reject it in Jesus' name. We bind it in Jesus' name. We forbid it in Jesus' name. And we'll have nothing to do with it. And all of those names that they've trumped up to come on to attach to a so-called storm that they're planning to use, we bind them in the name of Jesus Christ. We're not allowing the devil to take over and do everything he wants to do just because he's been doing it. Amen? Amen. Just because he's been doing it for decades doesn't mean that we're going to allow that. No, we're standing against it in the Spirit of God from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We declare the hurricane season, as it has been called, to be illegal, and we bind it in the name of Jesus. We send it into the spiritual cage. We chain it with eternal chains under darkness in Jesus' name. We're not receiving that in the name of Jesus. And we're sending it right back to those spirits that keep stirring it up in Jesus' name. We're sending it right back on them in the name of Jesus. We're returning it to sender in Jesus' name. We're not going to put up with it anymore. We're God's people. Amen? And we don't have to settle for everything the devil throws at us just because he's been doing it for a long time and getting away with it. We're not putting up with the devil anymore. We're sending his mess right back on him. Amen? Amen. So, we're going to enter into prayer, and we're going to do some warfare today. And we're going to thank the Lord for his goodness and his mercy. And we're not going to allow the devil to stomp on our brothers and sisters in Christ and just run roughshod all over them. We're not going to allow him to do us that way. We're not going to allow him to treat our families that way or our communities that way. We're going to stand up and fight back in Jesus' name. Amen? That's why we have the armor of God. It's not so that we can go to a fashion show. It's so that we can stand against the enemy in the name of Jesus. Amen? Amen. Jesus Christ, the name above all other names, that name has more power and authority than any name at all, in the heavenlies, in the earth, and beneath the earth. Amen? So if you get in a battle and you can't think of one scripture all of a sudden, you do know the name of Jesus Christ. Call on the name. Call on his name. His name is holy. His name is powerful. He's the great and mighty God. Call on the name of Jesus Christ. Amen? There are times when you're taken by surprise and the devil comes to say too much. Say the name of Jesus and give it to him. Give it to him right in the face in Jesus' name. All of God's kingdom comes to attention and begins to move on your behalf when you open your mouth and say the name of Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. So open your mouth and say his holy name. You have authority to use his name. Not them, us. We have authority to use the name of Jesus. So what? You can't think of those 10 scriptures I gave you last week. But you can think of his name. Use the name. Release the name. Release the power in the name of Jesus. Amen? Amen. So now, let's go on and let's go before the throne and thank our Father for teaching us how to do warfare, for teaching us how to fight the enemy, for teaching us how to stand strong in battle, for teaching us how to shore up our brothers and sisters in battle. Amen? Amen. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, we can overcome. Why? The overcomer lives in us. That's why. We can overcome because the overcomer lives within each of us. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you and we give you praise for your mighty power at work in us. You tell us in the word to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. We come before you, Father, thanking you for the blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, for washing our sins away. We turn away from them now in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you for being washed in the blood of the Lamb. We thank you for being soaked in the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for being submerged under the blood of the Lamb. We thank you and we give you praise, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for everything that you do. We thank you for the intercession of the Godhead on behalf of the saints in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for the love of God that's poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord, for putting praise, a song of praise and songs of deliverance in our mouths, in our spirits, and in our hearts in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for the victory that Jesus Christ won for us on Calvary and when you raised him from the dead. Thank you, Lord, for showing us that you will raise us too. We give you praise. Yes, we give you praise. We praise you, Lord. We worship you. We bless the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, that you're making us strong. We thank you, Lord, that our faith is growing. We thank you, Lord, for the many, 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 many testimonies and miracles that you have blessed us with. We give you praise, Lord. We thank you and we give you praise. Father, we thank you for the word of God. We thank you for the wisdom of God. And we thank you for the power of God in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you that you sent the Comforter to us and that he is here with us right now. We thank you, Lord, for the wall of fire that you surround each of us with when your glory in the midst. We take the territory wherever each of us is in the name of Jesus Christ. We take the territory for God's kingdom in Jesus' mighty name. We thank you, Father, that the Holy Spirit creates. He renews. He convicts of sin. He baptizes us. He guides us. He anoints us. He empowers us. He teaches us. He speaks to us. He causes us to bear fruit. He releases gifts in us. He gives joy. He comforts. He bears witness. He makes our minds to understand, and he reveals to us things of God that belong to us. We thank you that he leads us into all truth. We thank you, Lord, that the Holy Spirit helps us to apply the word to our daily lives every single day, Lord. We are never without him. And we can do nothing without his power moving. We thank you, Father, that he helps us to accomplish your will. So we thank you. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you for the Comforter. And we give you praise, Father. We thank you. We worship you. And we give you praise. We thank you because he is the Spirit of truth. Whenever we need to know truth, Father, we can ask because you have given us your Spirit of truth. And so we gird about our loins with the Spirit of truth. We put on the breastplate of righteousness. Our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And we take on the shield of faith so that we will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. We put on the helmet of salvation and we take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. We thank you, Lord, that your glory backs us up and you put a hedge around us. We're covered by the blood. We are the head, not the tail, and no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment condemned. We thank you, Father, that you supplied all of our needs according to your riches and glory. If we need strength for battle, you provided it. We receive it in Jesus' name. If we need revelation on what the enemy is doing against us, you provide it. We thank you and we receive it from you in the name of Jesus Christ. If we need finances, Father, you have provided. We thank you and we receive them in Jesus' name. You said if we asked, we would receive. If we sought you, we would find you. And we thank you, Lord, that when we knock, the door opens in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for pouring out your abundance of blessings. We thank you for blessing all those who tithe and give offerings to this ministry. We ask you to pour out your blessings, and we thank you that you rebuke the devourer for our sakes in Jesus' name. We thank you that your joy, Lord, is our strength. We thank you for everything that the blood of Jesus does for us. We praise you, Lord, for everything that the blood of Jesus does for us. We give you praise, glory, and honor. We thank you, Lord, that the gates of hell shall not prevail against us. The gates of hell cannot prevail against us. They did not prevail against Jesus Christ, and they cannot prevail against his church. And we can do all things through Jesus Christ, who gives us strength. Yes, we have strength to bind the enemy. We have strength to push him out of our dreams. We have strength to do warfare against him. We have strength to withstand his attacks in Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God who was slain before the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus Christ. We bless the name of Jesus Christ. We exalt your holy name, Lord. We exalt your holy name. We worship you, Lord God. We worship you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord. We worship you. And Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we bind Satan the strong man, all his evil angels, evil spirits, timings, maneuvers, tactics, devices, plans, and orders. We pull them all down beneath the feet of Jesus Christ. Satan, you're under our feet. We cancel all demonic assignments and satanic agendas against the righteous in the name of Jesus Christ. We take the territory, every territory, from Satan in Jesus' name. We take it back now in the name of Jesus. We bind every form of godliness which denies the power of Jesus Christ. We come into agreement with God the Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, and God the Holy Spirit. And we come out of agreement with Satan, his kingdom, and his agents in Jesus' name. We close and seal all portals, channels, open doors of access to the enemy. We pull down all demonic thrones. We bind the wicked principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and all spiritual wickedness in high places. We release the all-consuming fire of God on every ley line, silver cord, and garland. We bind the demons and the workers of darkness in the bush, in the heavenlies, and in the deep. We bind rape and murder to its strong man and dethrone them all, chaining them all in eternal chains in darkness, placing them in the custody of the Holy Spirit. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. Hallelujah. 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 We bind every wizard. We bind every witch. We bind every warlock. We bind every sorcerer. We bind every shaman in Jesus' name. And we strip them of their powers in the name of Jesus Christ. And we transfer that power back to Jesus because all power belongs to God. All power belongs to God in Jesus' name. We bind the sources of all witchcraft attack. Every single attack must go back in Jesus' name. And we return the attacks onto the heads of the devils that bring them to cling to them for eternity. We bind them up in their own attacks in the name of Jesus, and they cannot break free in Jesus' name. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah to the Lamb that was slain. We bind all trafficking demons, reporters, watchers, peeps, whisperers, familiar demons, electronic technology demons and all their attacks, Leviathan spirits and their attacks, Kundalini spirits, their attacks, water, marine spirits, sex devils, unclean spirits, passive devils, and all of their attacks, pain afflicting spirits, sleep deprivation spirits, sorcery devils, seducing devils, womanizing, drone devils, whoredom spirits, all remote viewing spirits, all the voices of the stranger and their attacks, all hypnotic and trance devils, all targeted radio frequency, all pulse weapons and their attacks, all microwave attacks, all debilitating sonic frequency attacks. In Jesus' mighty name, we bind all mystic rituals and their intent. And we overturn and empty all cauldrons and chalices upon the heads of the conjurers and the magicians. We bind every order of magic and mystic arts, Buddhist black magic, Santeria, Egyptian magic, Chaldean, Hindu, Indian, African, European, and the rest of the globe, wherever it took place, wherever it originated, and the work of every druid. We bind all those demonic occult demons in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind every occult demon in Jesus' mighty name. We bind all Morgellons attacks and return every attack to the senders. We bind the culture of corruption worldwide. We bind all Caribbean and Latin American black magic and white magic. We bind all free-flying devils and all evil spirits which take animal forms, all shape-shifting spirits. We bind the prince of the power of the air in the name of Jesus Christ, and we return his powers to Jesus. We bind the power of the dog and every abomination that has been committed. We bind the Lord of the flies and his agents, and we place them under the feet of the Lord Jesus. We bind all satanic ritual abuse and worship. We bind all formations of bullflies and demonic insects. We bind all spiders in their webs, trapping them in their own webs. We bind the transference of evil spirits. We bind spirits of infirmity, spirits of supplanting, the gods of the people of the land, and the gods of the groves, and every spirit that exalts logic and human reasoning and science against the knowledge of God and makes man wise in his own eyes. We bind you in Jesus' name. We bind all formations of bullflies and demonic insects and demonic creepy things in Jesus' name. We bind all spiders in their webs, trapping them in their own webs. We bind a transference of evil spirits. We bind Mammon and his agents. We bind all demons sent forth to intimidate, harass, manipulate, lie against, wear down, infect, destroy, spy, sabotage, mock, hinder, besmirch, block, distract, confuse, pervert, stifle, curse, expose, stop, assassinate, divide, confound, attack, reproach, oppose, and reduce the effectiveness of the righteous in Christ Jesus. We return and loose these attacks to the according to the covenant. Every attack must go back. Every single attack must go back in the name of Jesus. We bind the bondage of generations of fools and the spirit of fools in Jesus' name. We bind the carnal mind. We bind all vampire spirits, voodoo, hoodoo, ancient arts, mystic rituals, devils attending the New World Order, New Age movement, false religions, numerology, horoscopes, the spirit and the children of disobedience, martial arts, yoga, transcendental meditation, antichrist ideologies and doctrines, Jezebelic and Ahab practices, and worship. Every spirit of Jezebel is bound in Jesus' name. We pull you down from your authority in the name of Jesus Christ. We send you bound to the feet of Jesus for immediate judgment. Every Ahab spirit is bound. We take your territory from you, Jezebel. We take your territory from you, Queen of the Coast. We take your territory from you, Ahab, in Jesus' name. And we send it to the feet of Jesus. You're bound. You're bound in the name of Jesus Christ. We send you to the feet of Jesus for immediate judgment. All spirits of lewdness, perversions, the outworking of vain deceit, death spirits, premonition, clairvoyance, ESP, telepathy, psychokinesis, VLPK, out-of-body experiences, reincarnation, haunting, poltergeist, astral travel, psychic healing, demonic meditation, spirit guides, all defilement by wizards, we bind it in the name of Jesus Christ. Everybody, deep breath and cough in Jesus' name. Deep breath and cough in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind every death spirit, all the outworkings of vain deceit, all perversions, you're bound. Every perversion of any order, rank, and type, even sexual perversions are bound. Lewdness is bound. Promiscuity is bound. Whoredom is bound in Jesus' name. Spirits of destruction, chaos, and mayhem, oppression, depression, anarchy, and the king of pride, and all of his underlings, you are bound in Jesus' name. We bind every, each, and all demonic blood, sexual, financial, animal, fecal, and soulish sacrifices in the name of Jesus Christ, especially those sin against members of Miracle Outreach Ministries, Miracle Internet Church. We bind those sacrifices in the name of Jesus Christ. We take their power from them, and we bind the demons that have gone to work on behalf of those sacrifices. We bind every devil in the name of Jesus Christ. And we say, Lord, that your power overcomes those demons. And the angels take them in the cage to the feet of Jesus to be judged immediately in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all of their reinforcements forevermore in Jesus' name. We bind all devils attached to idols and idolatry in the name of Jesus. We bind every form of rebellion, root work, mind control, nature worship, deception, scoffing, error, worldly indoctrination, military spirits, rioting, abuse, all trolls, all fear, combative jealousy, fleshly ambition, the culture of corruption, weariness, betrayal, unfaithfulness, and the temptations to sin. We bind every temptation to sin in Jesus' name. We bind Belial, Beelzebub, Baal, Basilek, Molech, Python, Baphomet and his 72, Neptune, Mammon, Apollyon, and Zeus in the name of Jesus. We undo the works of all demonic weapons, fireballs, poisons, voodoo pins and dolls, hot and cold spots, and return their afflictions to the worker of witchcraft and their pagan sources. We bind every spirit that was familiar to the Laodiceans. We bind the pride and foolishness of our own opinions, and we return and loose all the retaliations of the enemy upon his own head, according to the scriptures. The wickedness of the wicked shall return to the wicked in Jesus' name. We bind the pride and foolishness of our own opinions, and we return and loose all the retaliations of the enemy upon his own head, according to the scriptures. We bind all traditions rooted in sin. We denounce and renounce them all and loose ourselves from them. We bind the gang stalkers, their fear, harassments, witchcraft, and their mind control, and send it back on their own heads in Jesus' name, according to 2 Thessalonians 1:6. We bind the spirit of slumber, that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. We rejoice with you that our names are written in heaven. We bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. Father, we ask for eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to believe, and minds to receive what the Holy Spirit, what the Spirit of God says to us in Jesus' name. Lord, we come to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, to break every yoke and every chain, and to call for justice and plead for truth. We call for justice, Father, and we plead for your truth. Lord, develop in us a love for the truth. Lead us into truth. Your word is truth. Make us to know the truth, and your truth will make us free. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. We thank you for the standard lifted up against the enemy in Jesus' name. Lord, we come to celebrate the scriptures with you and to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. We bind every serpent and every scorpion sin against the people of God in Jesus' name. We bind all the power of the enemy sent against the believers in Jesus' name. We will not turn back from pursuing the enemy until the Godhead does. The Lord Jesus Christ is our commander-in-chief and whom we serve and obey. Father, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We lift up to you, Lord, everything that's happening in Palestine and in Israel now in Jesus' name. We pray for kings, all who are in authority, and all true Christians everywhere. Though, Lord, we walk in the midst of trouble, you, our Lord and Savior, will revive us. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of our enemies, and your right hand shall save us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for extending your hand against the wrath of our enemies in Jesus' name. We give you praise. We give you glory. And we give you honor for it, Father. We thank you in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for rendering to our enemies sevenfold for their reproach where they've reproached you and the people of God. We thank you for it, Father, in the name of Jesus. We circumcise from ourselves all ungodly thoughts and all demonic dreams. Every channel used to bring a demonic dream, we circumcise it from ourselves with the sword of the Spirit in Jesus' name. We bind every ungodly dream, every dream sent to us by the enemy. We bind it in the name of Jesus. We cut those channels off to every witch, every warlock, every wizard, every sorcerer, every shaman, every Satanist. They cannot come to us in our dreams in Jesus' name. They cannot come to us in our dreams in the name of Jesus Christ. We release the fire of God against them at every attempt. We ask you, Father, to station angels over us when we are resting and asleep with their swords drawn, their fiery swords extended, to pierce through any enemy that would attempt to infiltrate our dreams in Jesus' name. We give you the praise, we give you the glory, and we give you the honor. We call, Father, for the very fire of God to come upon those spirits that attempt to infiltrate our dreams, to consume them in Jesus' name, to consume them in a moment in the name of Jesus Christ. We cover all of our vehicles and the road in which we travel with the blood of Jesus. We take authority and dominion and power over anything that would cross the road and cross our path illegally in the name of Jesus Christ. We take authority, dominion, and power over evil spirits that have been released to us through the mouths of ignorant people in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind those devils. We bind those spirits that they're operating on in Jesus' name. We forbid them to come to us in the name of Jesus. We bind every demon of the night, or what we call bad dreams are bound, nightmares, sex dreams, people trying to get into our dreams, anything trying to get into our dreams. And we command them to stay away in the name of Jesus Christ. We put the wall of fire between us and evil dreams in Jesus' name. The wall of fire from God above. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God in Jesus' name. We pull out all those voodoo pins. Come out of us now in Jesus' name. Every dart, every fiery dart, all the pins, all the needles, all the spears, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. All the demonic javelins, come out in Jesus' name. Everything, every weapon sent against us, we send it right back into the enemy that brought it in Jesus' name to do to the enemy what it came to do to us in the name of Jesus Christ. We take authority, dominion, and power over witchcraft being done in our homes in the name of Jesus Christ. Family members working witchcraft against us, we bind it in Jesus' name. We bind it in Jesus' name. We bind it in Jesus' name. We forbid any spirit to move on those sacrifices, to move on those rituals, to move on anything they've done in the name of Jesus. And we take them, Lord God, and we place them right in the hands of God, the Holy Spirit, for him to bring them to their senses, for him to bring them to conviction, for him to bring them to their knees in the name of Jesus Christ. Every family member that worketh witchcraft against a child of God, we place them in your hands and under your feet, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all the curses that have been released to us through family members, written or spoken. Satan, you're bound in the name of Jesus. You can't use them against us anymore. You can't use them against us anymore in the name of Jesus Christ. We cut from ourselves and set ablaze with the fire of God all ungodly soul ties, silver cords, ley lines, attachments, covenants, agreements, oaths, consents, garlands, vows, pledges, pacts, leagues, every form of agreement with the demonic realm. We set it ablaze in the all-consuming fire of God in Jesus' name. We bind the weapons of war of the wicked in the name of Jesus Christ. We turn their weapons back upon them in Jesus' name. We tear down, we break down, we throw down all walls of protection around the warlocks, the Satanists, the wizards, the sorcerers in the name of Jesus Christ. We break their powers being used against us through and spells and hexes and sorcery and voodoo and magic and mind control and death spirits, bewitchment, potions, jinxes, all destruction spirits, all psychic warfare sent against us, all incantations and chains and incense and root works and crystals and hoodoo and voodoo and tribal rituals and sins and ordinances of man. We bind it in the name of Jesus Christ. It shall not have dominion over us in Jesus' name. We send it right back where it came from, and it's attached where it came from in Jesus' name. We forbid them to continue to do warfare against us in the name of Jesus Christ. Saints, in your prayer languages, in the name of Jesus, in your prayer languages,
We pull down their warfare against us. You will not trip us in Jesus' name. We send that tripping devil back where it came from in Jesus' name. We burn their plans in the fire of God. Their harassments we destroy in Jesus' name. Their persecutions we destroy in Jesus' name. All their death assignments are canceled in the name of Jesus. Any magistrate that's being used by the enemy against us, we break your grip and hold over them, Satan, in the name of Jesus Christ. We strip them of their authority in the name of Jesus. We strip them of their authority in the name of Jesus. Break it in Jesus' name. We break it in the name of Jesus. We break that power in the name of Jesus Christ. Any ordinances that they have written against us, any suits or lawsuits that they've started against us, we put it under the feet of the Lord Jesus. Debts and loans. Under the feet of the Lord Jesus. Debts and loans. Under the feet of the Lord Jesus. Past due bills, under the feet of the Lord Jesus, under the feet of the Lord Jesus, under the feet of the Lord Jesus, and into the hands of God the Holy Spirit. Spirits of debt and poverty, we break your grip and hold. Spirits of debt and poverty, we break your grip and hold. 10 generations back, all the way forward until Jesus comes back. In Jesus' holy name. Insufficiency bound in Jesus' name. Father, we receive the prosperity that you release to your children in Jesus' name. We take hold of it back now in the name of Jesus. We take hold of abundance right now in the name of Jesus. We take hold of overflow in the name of Jesus. More than enough in Jesus' name. Prosperity, we take hold of it in the name of Jesus. Prosperity in our health, prosperity in our minds, prosperity on our jobs. Prosperity in our family life. Break it. We break your grip and hold, Satan. We break your grip and hold in Jesus' name. We break your grip and hold in the name of Jesus. Loose our family members so they can get saved. Loose them. We break your grip and hold over them right now in the name of Jesus. We bind their devils in Jesus' name. Loose them in the name of Jesus. Loose their minds in Jesus' name. Loose their minds in Jesus' name. Loose their minds in Jesus' name. Loose their minds in the name of Jesus. Loose their minds in the name of Jesus. We cut away from them evil companionship in Jesus' name. We cut away from them evil companionship in Jesus' name. We cut them free. We loose them companions in the name of Jesus. Ruga da da brusha da da broca de di ai. Risa da da breca de di usu da da bro le di asaha. Rigiste da da di usu da da breca le di asa da da bre. Yerra le di usu da da breca de di usu da da braca da da bre te de. Rigete da di usu da da. We bind the lies of the enemy that they believe. We bind the lies of the enemy that they believe. We bind every lie of the enemy that they believe in the name of Jesus. Pulling down the lies. Pulling down the lies. Pulling down the deceptions in Jesus' name. Pulling down the deceptions in the name of Jesus. Pulling down the blindness, the blindness, the blindness, the blindness, the blindness in their hearts, the blindness in their hearts. We bind it in the name of Jesus. We bind it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We cut them free from false religion. We cut them free from false religion. We cut them free from false religion in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. We cut them free from idolatry in Jesus' name. We cut them free from stubbornness and rebellion in Jesus' name. The lies that the enemy has spread about the people of God, we bind every lie in Jesus' name. We bind every lie in Jesus' name. Every lie is bound in the name of Jesus. We release the truth, the truth, the truth from Jesus Christ, the truth. We release the truth in Jesus' name. We bind the resentment of Jesus Christ and his truth. We bind the resentment of Jesus Christ and his truth. Jesus, Lord Jesus Christ, Lamb of God, that died to save us from our sins, Lamb of God, that takes away the sins of the world, save our family members in Jesus' name. Save our family members in your holy name, O Lord. Save our family members from destruction and hell in Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Lord, we give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Well, saint. Tonight, the Lord has a word for us. Tonight, the Lord has a word for us. Amen. He has a word for us. I want to remind you before we get into this word that we still need for everyone, everyone, to come up daily in the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room. Sign in. It's so simple.
and come in agreement. And come in agreement. We don't use the IJN. We type out in Jesus' name. Amen? We don't use IJN. We honor the name of Jesus. And we type out in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord God. We worship you, Father. And come into agreement with your brothers and sisters in Christ over their prayer requests. We need every saint on board. Every single saint. Amen. Every single saint. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Every single saint needs to come on board. We need you to sign in to the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room and come in agreement with your brothers and sisters in Christ that are putting their prayer requests there. You want us to come into agreement with yours, amen? So do unto others as you would have them to do unto you, amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We want to thank the Helping Hands Ministry for the work they've been doing in the background, in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Our featured psalm for this evening's worship service is Psalm 86. And our verses for meditation come from Judges chapter 3, verse 1 through 4. Judges chapters 1 through 4. And our featured ebook is Jezebel Witchcraft Bible Study. Jezebel Witchcraft Bible Study. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Our guest call-in number is still area code, 319-527-6235 and press 1. Area code 319-527-6235 and press 1. And yes, it only works when we're on the air live. Amen. Amen. Well, saints, we are a fasting church. Yes, we are. We humble ourselves regularly before the Lord in fastings and prayer. I just wanted to remind you that our fastings break through demonic and answered prayer. Yes, that's one of the things that our fasting does. You know, in the book of Daniel, there was a principality that hindered the answer to Daniel's prayers for 21 days while Daniel fasted steadfastly before the Lord so that the angel of God could break through and bring the answer to Daniel, you see? You ask God something 1 minute and you wonder why you don't have the answer the next. Well, sometimes it requires prayer and fasting, and these days, more often than not, it does require prayer and fasting. You know, the Lord said when he went away that we would fast. I know that there are those who don't fast, but they are missing the power of God moving the way God wants it to move in their lives. Amen? Amen. It's worth it to fast. Trust me. You can't do spiritual warfare effectively and not fast. You have to develop the ability to fast. Amen? Praise the Lord. Our fastings also help to break through the frustrations set off in our flesh because our prayers have not been answered yet. You know, we're believing God to answer. It hasn't happened yet, and in the flesh we start getting agitated, irritated, and frustrated. Well, that's the enemy. Amen? That's the enemy. But fasting helps to deal with that because we have to learn to wait on the Lord. There's a lot to be done in the answers to some prayers. Some of them, they seem simple to us, but actually it's more complicated than we realize. Our fasting helps us to make correct decisions. Our fasting helps us to make correct decisions because divine guidance is released when we fast. Yes, it is. It's released when we fast. So that's just a few of the things that happen when we fast. We're not just not eating.
there are things going on in the unseen that we need to be aware are actually taking place. Amen? Just like this broadcast is live right now, as we fast, things are happening in the spirit realm as we continue to seek the Lord in prayer and fasting. So that's just some encouragement for you tonight on what happens during our fasting times. Amen? Amen. Because you need to continue to press into the Lord. You know, not too long ago we had a fast about healing, and people are making progress. Whether you've heard about it or not, the saints are making progress. Yes, we are. The saints are making progress and getting good reports. Why? Because we didn't give up. We're pressing in. We didn't back down. Well, I fasted and I'm not completely healed yet. Well, press in like the rest of us are doing. You'll get yours too. God hasn't forgotten you. Remember, he healed them all. We did a sermon on that. He healed them all. So, saints, the Lord has a word for us tonight, and we're going to get right to it. We're going to get right to it. I am with you. That's what the Lord is saying to us tonight. I am with you. I am with you. There are times, saints, when we are engaged in a serious battle that we begin to feel that we are alone, and that everybody is only concerned with their own issues, and that God is too busy listening to someone else's prayers that he doesn't have time to answer us. Boo-hoo-hoo, that's not the truth. Even though we already know that this thought is not in agreement with the scriptures, let me say that again. We already know that this thought is not in agreement with the scriptures. Sometimes we yield to our flesh and listen to it anyway. Now, saint, this is just a demon who is manipulating your emotion. Let me try that one more time in case you missed it, in case somebody came in the room and you didn't hear it. That's just a demon who is manipulating your emotions. And you need to bind the devil in Jesus' name. Yes, you do. So, I encourage you, don't fall for that. Don't go for that. First, repent for indulging your flesh. Repent for indulging your own flesh. That's right. Then cast down that lie of the enemy before it corrupts your faith. You need your faith. You're believing God for things. You're believing God to do things. You don't need your faith corrupted by lies from the enemy. Amen. He's seeking to get you out of faith. Why? Because if he can get you out of faith, he can stop the motion of your miracle. That's why we have to be steadfast in faith. Because when we get out of it, he jumps right in the problem. We've opened a door. He's jumped in and stopped the miracle. So don't let him pull that fast one on you. He's been doing it forever. So then cast down that lie of the enemy before, not after, before it corrupts your faith. Don't wait 2 or 3 days. No, as soon as you hear that lie, you know it's a lie. Bind that devil up, shut his mouth, gag his mouth, bind him in the name of Jesus. You know what to do, saints. Just do it. Bind the devil in Jesus' name. It doesn't matter how hard it is or how tired you feel. You can bind that tiredness you feel in the name of Jesus that's helping you to open the door to the devil. bind the demons, saints. Return to the senders in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Plead the merits of the blood of Jesus. Confess the scriptures. Put a prayer request in the global prayer room with the scriptures. You know what to do. Ask the Holy Spirit what else to do. Then do it. I didn't say then forget it. No, then do it. Do it. You know, sometimes you get overcome because you don't do what you already know to do. You know to close every open door. You already know that. Then do that. You already know to bind the mouth of the devil. Then do that. You know to bind devils from following you wherever you've been in the world before you get back home. You know that, so do that. You know to bind the enemy coming across your path all day before you get out the front door. You know it, so do it. Do it. Do what you know to be right. Amen. You're going into the marketplace, bind the enemy. Bind him from causing you to spend too much. Bind him from giving you bad service. Bind other people coming up, touching you with the magic touch. Releasing demons, transferring evil spirits into you. Bind the devil in Jesus' name. You know you're going into a place where they play all kind of ungodly music. Bind those music devils in Jesus' name. They won't be singing in your ear when you get home, when you get ready to pray. Bind those devils that cause you to get sleepy when it's time to study the word. Bind them in the name of Jesus. You know what to do. You get home and your children are acting like they don't know you and they don't know God. Bind those devils they picked up in school. Bind those devils they picked up wherever they were. That's right. Bind the devil in Jesus' name. You know how to use Matthew 18, 18, and 19. You already know how. And if you don't, just keep listening to how we pray. You'll know how. Amen. The blood of Jesus protects us. The blood of Jesus covers us. The blood of Jesus washes away our sins. The blood of Jesus is our friend. Amen? Amen. So, this is serious, saints. We're in a war, and it's time to fight. As we war, we need to remember that our God is with us. He's on our side. God is on our side. He is with us. There is never a time that we engage in warfare when God is not with us unless we pretend he's not there. And then we're lying to ourselves, now aren't we? He will never leave us nor abandon us. But we must not give up and quit either. We cannot allow our feelings to tell us it's time to stop praying. We cannot allow a rumble in our belly or a little headache to tell us it's time to stop fasting. You know, I had somebody once tell me they thought that when you got a headache and you were fasting, that meant you were supposed to stop fasting. No, that's not what that means. That means you need to drink some more water. That's what that means. It means the toxins in your body are coming forth, and they need to be flushed out. It means you need to drink some more water and bind the enemy. Amen? Praise the Lord. That's right. That's not a time to quit. Should we cry out to the Lord? Yes. Can we have a pity party? Absolutely not. Jesus does not attend pity parties. If you want to sit there and cry, woe is me,
the enemy's coming against me, woe is me, instead of doing your warfare, well, we're not playing violins at your woe is me party. You need to grow up and get out of your flesh. You need to get out your flesh, forget about self, and remember that Jesus took this on the cross for you. Yes, he did. He took it on the cross. You don't hear him hollering up there, oh, Father, I'm hungry. I want to get down now. He didn't say that on the cross. So don't you say that either. Amen? Don't you say that either. As you see, in Hebrews 4, beginning with verse 13, the Lord said, neither is there any creature that's not manifest, fully seen in his sight. He sees every single body and every single thing. He sees little tiny sparrows, and he sees everything in your life too. But all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. There isn't anything about our lives God can't see. So remember, when you go to tell him what's been going on, you don't have to repeat it six times because he got it. He knew about it before you did. Seeing then that we have a great high priest, Jesus Christ, that is passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. What profession? The word of God, the truth about our God. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. He knows where we're weak, but was in all points tempted, like as we are, yet without sin. So as a result of all of that, what are we to do? Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy. Yes, mercy. When you need it, ask for it. Ask for it. Ask and find grace to help in time of need. Sometimes the warfare is so intense, you need his mercy. You need God to display his mercy toward you. I know there are some of you that have never experienced warfare and attack to the level that some others have. We have two sisters in particular, one stateside and one across the Atlantic Ocean, that are going through some extremely horrific attacks. We need to shore our sisters up in prayer. And the children that are in their lives, we need to daily shore them up in prayer, saints. This is not a spectator sport. No, this is the army of God in warfare, in the kingdom of God. Amen? So we're not going to pretend that we don't know what's going on. We do know. We do know what the enemy's doing. He's attacking. And we need to stand in agreement with their prayers, and we need to cover them in prayer, amen? In Jesus' name, we need to intercede for them, amen? It is so. We need legal things done in both cases. We need Jesus to be the attorney. We need him to be the judge. We need him to be the bailiff. We need him to be the attorney. We need him to do everything in both cases in Jesus' name. We need him to make a way where there is no way. So you see, saints, God is with his people. Now, in our verses for meditation today, Judges chapter 3, beginning with verse 1. Judges chapter 3, beginning with verse 1. This is what it reads. Now, These are the nations which the Lord left to prove or test Israel by them. Even as many of Israel as had not known all the wars of Canaan. Well, what did God mean by that? He meant this was a new generation of Israelites. Their parents and their grandparents had fought all those wars with Joshua and Moses, and they didn't know about all. They heard the war story, but they'd not engaged in warfare to that extent themselves. And so it says in verse 2, only that the generations of the children of Israel might know to teach them war. To teach them war. That's one, just one of the reasons why we need to shore up our sisters in prayer so that we can get better at warfare, so that we can get better at long warfare that lasts a long time. You know, athletes train so that they can participate in sports that go on for long periods of time and go into overtime. They train for a long time to do marathons. Well, the same is true for the body of Christ. We need training in how to persevere, how to continue fighting, how to press past weariness, how to press past discouragement, how to press past barriers in long warfare. God is teaching us to war. And you're not going to learn very much sitting in the bleachers or in the dugout. You got to be on the battlefield with your brothers and sisters, slugging the devil every single time. It says to teach them war, at the least, such as before knew nothing thereof. And then it tells about the lords of the Philistines and where all these people were. Verse 4, and they were to prove Israel by them, to test Israel, to put them to the test, to know whether they would hearken unto the commandments of the Lord. Would they follow his battle strategies for them? Would they do what he said? Would they continue to obey him? Would they obey God? Would they submit themselves to God? Would they resist the devil? Or would they just drop their weapons and then run off? I don't feel like warring today. It's just too much. I can't do all this warfare. You have to bind the devil every day. That's right. Every day. There is no day that you don't bind the devil. You see, the devil doesn't forget about you. He comes to bother you every single day. He's plotting against you while you're asleep. You can't afford not to bind him every single day. You can't afford not to do the warfare every single day. You cannot afford to sit there and allow him to overtake you. And you cannot afford to sit there and let him trample on your brothers and sisters in Christ, because your brothers and sisters in Christ are the ones that are going to pray for you. Amen? It's so. Amen? So we come together in the unity of the Spirit, and we battle together against the enemy. We don't let the enemy take advantage of our brothers and sisters. You see, they had to learn. They had to know how to war. They had to get trained how to war. David's mighty men had to have many, many wars, many, many battles, many, many skirmishes. So they got good at doing warfare. They weren't amateurs anymore. They became well-trained and well-skilled. And we must be the same. So God wants to know, are you going to bind? Are you going to loose? Are you going to return to sender?
Well, are you? Or will you run from the battle? Will you run from the battle? God's going to find out. You see, you learn the best battle tactics when you are engaged in the battle. Yes, when you are engaged in the battle. Armor is not designed to be worn in the dugout or in the bleachers. You don't have armor for that purpose. You have armor for warfare. And most of it's on the front. Why is most of the armor seemingly on the front? So that you can face the enemy. Face, not run from. Face the enemy. That's right. Specifically designed for the battlefield. In Genesis chapter 28, verse 15, Genesis chapter 28, verse 15, behold, I am with thee. That's what Jesus is saying to his troops tonight. I am with thee and will keep thee in all places whether thou goest. And will bring thee again, for I will not leave thee until I've done that which I have spoken to thee of. Jesus is saying, I'm with you, and I'm not going to leave you. I'm not deserting you in the battle. I'm here right in the midst of the battle with you. And you need to remember that I'm here. In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5. He has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. He never leaves us. He never abandons us. We are flesh of his flesh, bone of his bones. He's not going to get rid of us, but he will correct us. He will strengthen us. He will support us. He will fight the battle with us. So you don't get to put your sword down, and you don't get to put your weapons down. You get to use them. Saints, God does not leave us alone on the battlefield. No, he is constantly with us, constantly with us. In Matthew 26, verse 56, Jesus experienced loneliness in the battle, in the heat of battle. It says, then all the disciples forsook him and fled. Jesus went through this for us, that we might have a different outcome. In Gethsemane, Jesus Christ was abandoned by his closest followers. In Matthew 27, verse 46, Jesus was on the cross, and he cried out with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, that is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? You see, Jesus took on sin for us. He had to be separated from the Father for us. He had to be forsaken for us so that we are never forsaken. Gone that forsakenness so that we are never forsaken or abandoned. So God is saying to us that in the midst of our battles, no matter how awful it is, excuse me, he is with us. In Psalm 22, Jesus says, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me and from the words of my roaring? Oh, my God, I cry in the daytime, but thou hearest not, and in the night season, and am not silent. But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. You want to bring the presence of God closer to you? Praise him. Worship him. Our fathers trusted in thee. They trusted and thou didst deliver them. They cried unto thee and were delivered. They trusted in thee and were not confounded. Verse 7, all they that see me laugh to scorn. They shoot out the lip. They shake the head, saying, he trusted on the Lord that he would deliver him. Let him deliver him, seeing he delighteth in him. So you see, let me continue. But thou art he that took me out of the womb. Thou didst make me hope when I was upon my mother's breast. I was cast upon thee from the womb. Thou art my God from my mother's belly. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, for there is none to help. Jesus went through this for us. Many bulls have compassed me. Strong bulls of Bashan have beset me round about. They gaped upon me with their mouths as ravening and a roaring lion. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It is melted in the midst of my bowels. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue cleaveth to my jaws. And thou hast brought me into the dust of death, for dogs have compassed me. The assembly of the wicked have enclosed me. They pierced my hands and my feet. I may tell all my bones. I can see all my bones. They look and stare upon me. Among them and cast lots upon my vesture. They was gambling for Jesus' clothes. Be thou not far from me, O Lord, O my strength. Haste thee to help me. So you see, saints, Jesus went through this for us. He went through this for us. So that's what it means when it says in Hebrews chapter 4, beginning with verse 15. Hebrews chapter 4, beginning with verse 15. We have not a high priest who cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. Jesus had plenty of feelings hanging on that cross and before, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. As a result of all that Jesus went through for us, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace. Boldly. So, excuse me, that we may obtain the mercy that we need and find grace to help us. Grace, God's grace. In Gethsemane, Jesus was abandoned. Jesus experienced abject loneliness and separation from God so that we might have comfort. Jesus took this for us. Let us not belittle his sacrifice by not acknowledging his presence, which is ever with us. Some battles are long battles. Some battles are intense battles. Some battles are quick battles. But we must know how to fight and overcome in all types of battles. When we grow tired and weary in battles, saints, call on the name of Jesus. I can't emphasize that enough. When we grow tired and weary in battle,
call on the name of Jesus. Exalt the name of Jesus Christ, just like you heard us doing tonight. Call on his holy name. There is power in the name of Jesus. Almighty power comes from his throne. All soldiers of the Lord experience this temptation to feel all alone. Every last one. I have known many intercessors in my lifetime, strong intercessors, well-trained intercessors, and all of them have experienced this. So don't think that just because you're a young Christian that you're the only one in the world that experiences this. No, that temptation comes to all of us. And we all get the privilege of bypassing it. We all get the privilege of binding the devil and giving him his nasty warfare right back. So, saints, when it happens to you or it happens to someone else, resist the temptation. Resist the devil. Submit yourself to God and resist the devil, and he must flee from you. Now, in 2 Kings chapter 6, beginning with verse 8, we're going to look at a very important thing. And I want us to pay attention to how God responds to the situation. 2 Kings chapter 6 and verse 8. Then the king of Syria warred against Israel, counseled with his servants, saying, in such place shall be my camp. I'm setting up camp at such a place. And the man of God sent unto the king of Israel, saying, beware that thou pass not to such a place, for thither the Syrians are come down. So you see, the Holy Spirit had already revealed to the man of God what the king of Syria was doing. And the king of Israel sent to the place which the man of God told him and warned him of, and saved himself there not once nor twice. So this scenario played out several times. So as a result of that, the heart of the king of Syria was upset about this thing. And so he called his servants and said unto them, will ye not show me which one of us is for the king of Israel? And one of his servants said, no, my lord, O king, none, but Elisha, the prophet that is in Israel, telleth the king of Israel the words that thou speakest in thy bedchamber. So when you're in your private chamber, the very words you say, the prophet that's in Israel tells the king of Israel. So he knows what's going on. You see, told us in the scripture that all things are open and naked before him. And he said, go and spy where he is, that I may send and fetch him. And it was told him, saying, behold, he is in Dothan. Therefore sent he horses and chariots, and a great host. He sent the army. He sent the horses. He sent the chariot. And they came by night, and they surrounded the city. Verse 15. When the servant of the man of God was risen early. See, the servant got up early and was gone forth. Behold, a host, a whole army surrounded the city, both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, Alas, my master, how shall we do? What are we going to do? I went outside to fetch some water, and what did I see? We are completely surrounded. The army is surrounding us everywhere I look. They're everywhere. They have horses. They have chariots. What are we going to do? And he answered, fear not. Notice the first instruction. Do not get into fear. Do not get into fear. It's a common open door. Don't get into panic. Don't get into anxiety. Don't get into worry. Keep that door shut, because the enemy is right there at the threshold, ready to jump in the minute you get into fear, because you've opened the door and he's going in. That's just the way it works. The prophet told him, number one, fear not. Why not? For they that be with us are more than they that be with them. Saints, there is more of the army of God with us than there are demons with our opposition, in Jesus' name. And you need to start seeing it that way, because it is the truth. Verse 17, and Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. And what did he see once his eyes were opened? Once his eyes were opened in the spirit realm, what did he see? He said, behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. You see, in the natural, all he could see was the army from Syria coming to kill them. But once his eyes were open in the spirit, he saw the move of God. He saw what God had done. God was already ready. The mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire, not just regular chariots, chariots sent from the throne of God. And when they came down to him, Elisha prayed unto the Lord and said, smite this people, I pray thee, with blindness. And he smote them with blindness, according to the word of Elisha. And Elisha said unto them, this is not the way, neither is this the city. Follow me, and I will bring you to the man whom ye seek. But he led them to Samaria. Even before Elisha prayed, God had responded with his army surrounding the army of the enemy. Before the servant could even figure out what was going on, God had already moved. And some of us need to see this. Some of us need to see this in our own situation, that God is already moved on our behalf. We just need to open our eyes. We need to open our spiritual eyes. We need to, for a good little bit, get our eyes off the battle in the natural and get our eyes on the Lord. The Holy Spirit will open our eyes so that we can see the mountains full of horses and chariots of fire. You see, you won't see God's hand if your eyes are only focused on the battle in the natural. Saints, we must put our focus on the Lord, and we will see in the spirit that we too are surrounded with chariots of fire from the Lord of hosts. If we put our eyes on the Lord in the midst of the battle, you will see God come through for you. We must remember that the Godhead makes intercession for the saints, not for the enemy. Let me say that again. The Godhead, God the Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, make intercession for the believers, for the saints, not for the enemy. In Romans chapter 8, beginning with verse 26, Romans chapter 8, beginning with verse 26. Likewise, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, also helps our infirmities, our weaknesses, our flaws, where we're ignorant. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. He will groan through us when it is necessary, but we have to yield to the Holy Spirit. And he that searcheth the hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. In verse 31, same chapter, Romans 8, verse 31, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Well, since we know God is for us, who can be against us? Who can stand against the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? Nobody can. He took the keys of death and hell from the devil. He led captivity captive. He defeated death, hell, and the grave. Our God is all-powerful, all-knowing, and everywhere that we are. We need to keep that in mind when the enemy is threatening us with attack, when he's attacking us, when he's pummeling us. We need to remember the name of Jesus Christ. Romans 8:34, same chapter, verse 34. It is Christ that died, yes, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. That's right. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25. Wherefore, speaking of Jesus, he is able. Say, Jesus is able. He is able also to save them to the uttermost that come to God. How? By him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. He's able to save you to the uttermost, no matter where, no matter how. There's nothing that can stop him from saving you and delivering you. You know, when we pray, we do this at least three times a week, saints. We ask for the Lord to give us eyes to see, ears to hear, a heart to believe, and a mind to receive. We need to believe what we pray. Amen? We need to believe while we're in agreement and I'm leading us into warfare prayers that you can't pray on your own. You shouldn't pray by yourself, because we pray them in a group. That's how we teach you. That's how to stay safe. You ought to believe what we pray, that it's actually happening even as we pray. A lot of what some of you are experiencing are in that prayer. Amen. And tonight we prayed a whole lot more. Saints, there is no temptation that has come upon us but that which is common to people everywhere. We are all attacked with this. But arise in the Lord. Arise in the Lord. Let him empower you to do the warfare that you do. That's what I do. I allow the Lord. I yield to the Lord, and I allow him to empower me to go into warfare against the enemy. He will do the same for you. He is no respect of person. Amen. Let us remember the words of our Lord and Savior. He said in John chapter 14, beginning with verse 16, "And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you," how long? Forever. "Even the Spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him." Why? "Because he dwells in you, and now he's in you." Jesus saying, "I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you." Amen? We're not deserted. In Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6, Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6, "Be strong and of a good courage. Fear not. Don't be afraid. Nor be afraid of them." Don't be afraid because of what's happening, and don't be afraid of them. "For the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee." He's going with you. "He will not fail you nor forsake you." You're not going into battle by yourself. Never. In verse 8, Deuteronomy 31, verse 8, "And the Lord God of war, he it is that doth go before thee." He goes before you into battle. "He will be with you. He will not fail you, neither forsake you." He won't abandon you. Don't be afraid and don't be dismayed. Forget that give up stuff. "Oh, Lord, what these people have been doing to me all my life, do warfare. Do your warfare." The Lord's gone before you. He's with you. He won't fail you. He won't leave you. Cut the pity party out. It's time to do warfare. Isaiah chapter 44, verse 21. The Lord says, "Thou shalt not be forgotten of me." Jesus says he doesn't forget us. He's not busy cooking dinner for somebody else. "Oh, I forgot Mary. She's over there battling the devil all by herself." That never happened. He tells us in the Gospels, "Lo, I am with you when? Always, even until the end of the world." That's our God. It's our God. He's with us always, even till the end of the world. Romans chapter 8, verse 35. Romans chapter 8, verse 35. "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword?" Verse 38. "For I am persuaded," are you persuaded? "That neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principality, nor power, not even territorial devil, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature
shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. I learned this scripture when I was in junior high. I learned this scripture when I was in junior high, that there was absolutely, positively nothing that could separate me from the love of God that's in Jesus Christ my Lord. Some of you need to memorize this. Some of you need to memorize this. You need to commit it to memory. When you go into battle, you need to know it. You need to know it down in your knower. You see, saints, when we get too bogged down in the natural, we tend to forget how close the Lord is to us in the battle. In the heat of the battle, he's right there. All you need to do is call his name. Call on his name. Call on his name. Call on his name. I'm going to keep saying this until it soaks in. In the heat of battle, call on his name. Call on his name. What is his name? Jesus Christ. Jesus. 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 He says to us again, to be strong and of good courage, be not afraid. Why? Because the Lord thy God is with thee wherever you go. In the middle of the night, in the middle of the morning, in the emergency room, wherever you are. He says in Isaiah 41, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed. Why? For I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yes, I will help you. Yes, I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. God isn't going anywhere. He's with us in the heat of the battle. In Isaiah 43, verse 2, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Isaiah 41, verse 13, for I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying, fear not, I will help thee. God has not abandoned you. He's not run off to do something else. He's battling with or you. In Proverbs, the Lord tells us that he should be our confidence and that he will keep our foot from being taken. In Proverbs 3, he says he will keep our foot from being taken. He's going to keep our feet so that they don't slip. We don't lose our position. We don't lose our forward momentum. The Lord is with us, saints. He hasn't run away. And we need to stop quitting on him. Because every time we do that quitting and giving up thing, we stop the flow of God moving to us. Amen? So do what Psalm 31, verse 24 says. Be of good courage, and he will strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. Amen? Amen. And if you have not put your hope and trust in Jesus Christ, I encourage you to do so tonight. Because there is no other God beside him. Amen? Is no other God beside him. Praise the Lord. I hope that you understand what God is saying, and that you will do what he says to do.
But, Lord, they're doing this. Fight on, saints. Keep fighting. Fight on in Jesus' name. Brother Bill, testimony time.
Praise the Lord, Pastor Sabrina. Praise the Lord. Here is my favorite praise report tonight. Siru says, I want to thank the Father, Father God, because during the opening prayers, I participated with all my heart and through all my ailment, as Brother Bill keeps reminding us to pray during the opening session. I woke up feeling much better, feeling stable and okay. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, praise you, praise you for that, Lord Jesus. Saints, during the opening prayer, I keep posting in there, saints, if you pray in agreement with the opening prayer that Pastor Sabrina prays, comma, she is tearing down principalities and powers and all forms of witchcraft. Be in agreement and pray in your prayer language, and your warfare will be much, much lighter. Well, saints, if you'll listen and do what we tell you to do, you will overcome and everything will be so much easier. We just praise you for that, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you show us your power. Nero has another praise report. Last night during the sermon, the Lord had me to call my loved one and said, listen to this. It was the exact topic we had talked about earlier that day. She was able to hear Pastor Sabrina. Jesus is just so awesome. Thank you for that, Lord Jesus. Praise you for that. Praise you, Lord Jesus. We praise you. Amy has a praise report. I give all the glory and praise and honor to God in heaven. He helped me by giving me time. I was struggling with how to talk to our project manager on the basement remodeling. The project was supposedly to be completed well over a month ago. I kept performing 2 Corinthians 10:5. I did the spiritual warfare and asked the Father to help me with my attitude. Well, the project manager did not return my call, which it did fuel the situation. I felt the anger climbing up in me, and I said no to it. See, Amy resisted the devil and did her warfare, and it all stopped. So thank you, Lord. Praise you for that, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. And Amy, trust me, I'm in construction. It is always slow. Don't worry. Just put it in Jesus' hands. He'll work it out. Praise you, Lord. And Katie wants to thank us for helping us navigate and find the MIC app and everything that we've been helping her with in the global prayer room. Praise you for that, Lord Jesus. We just give you praise. Sister Marla has a praise report. Jesus is faithful and has all power. They hit my computer with witchcraft and demonic codes went black for hours, would not start or allow a reinstall. I pled the blood, anointed my computer, did warfare, and placed the agreement in the Global Prayer Wars prayer room. And I asked Jesus to send his angel, spoke the name of Jesus. Now the computer works. Amen. Praise you, Lord. See, Sister Marla did her warfare, and she put her prayer request in the Global Prayer Room. And saints, they hit my charging cable on my computer yesterday. And when I got home today, I bound up Bosie, did my warfare, and that thing left, and it started working again. Praise you, Lord Jesus. We praise you, praise you, praise you, praise you. Amy has another praise report. It says, glory to God in the highest. I received a report from my project manager on the basement remodeling this morning, starting to receive a certificate of occupancy. That means it's done, saints. And we thank the daughter can move in this weekend and do the paint touch-up she wants to do. Praise you for that, Lord Jesus. We give you praise, glory, and honor. NK. She came and visited us a month ago, and she got a miracle. And listen to what's happening now, how the Lord is progressing her healing. Praise you, Lord Jesus. My legs and girdle are getting stronger to where I have control when I'm walking down steps. It's no longer boom, 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 walking downstairs each morning. And sometimes my family is surprised when I just seem to appear without any ruckus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We give you all the praise and glory. Thank you for your marvelous working power of healing her. YDM has a praise report. I just received unexpected bonus hours on my job for work. Thank you, Lord, for the overtime. We give you praise for that. And the Pace family, I like this one too tonight. I was planning on attending some college courses this summer, but everything I tried, it was blocked. And then the Lord showed me he's transferring me to a different department where I will be able to get the courses where I won't have to pay for them. It'll be cheaper and everything will work out. Praise you for that, Lord Jesus. We give you praise and glory. Praise you, Lord. And thanks. Remember, we had put our prayer requests in the prayer room service, or I think it was last Sunday, about all of our family members. Well, here's the first one coming in. Thursday, my niece confirmed that she is reading the Bible and is doing daily devotionals. Thank you, Lord Jesus. This is from Amy Mueller. Thank you, Lord. We give you all the praise and all the glory. Praise you, Lord Jesus. These are wonderful praise reports. I just praise you, praise you, praise you, Lord. And saints, I praise the Lord because I've seen him do so much in my body over the years. Every time I start giving these, I start remembering how he has healed my back of many discs, how he's healed me of cancer twice, how he has healed me of a stroke, a heart attack, how he has helped me lose almost 80 pounds, how he keeps helping me. Every time I get sick, I pray, and I just thank you for that, Lord Jesus. Oh, and saints, I even had COVID and never had a symptom. Praise you for that, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. I just keep seeing you heal my body, and I give you all the praise and you all the glory, Lord Jesus. And we just praise you, Lord. And now back to you, Pastor Sabrina. What some wonderful, awesome praise reports.
Yay, praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hey. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. And thank you, Brother Bill, for those beautiful, beautiful prayer requests. And thank you all for sharing your prayer requests. Amen. We're going to our guest call-ins. And area code 307. Let me give out the number again. Our number is area code 319-527-6235 and press 1. That's 319-527-6235 and press 1. Area code 307, you're on the air live in Jesus' name. Hello? Hello? Something must have happened to that phone. I can hear a little, but I can't hear you. Father, we just bind the devil in the name of Jesus Christ. We take authority over that phone in the name of Jesus. Bozy, we bind you in Jesus' name. We'll come back to that one a little later. In Jesus' name. All righty. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let me see if I can get mechanical here. 10, you're on the air live in Jesus' name. Area code 610. Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes. I can hear everything.
How you doing?
I'm fine, and you?
I'm all right. I got your number for a coworker that worked with me. For the last couple of years, I've been going through a lot of demonic attachment. It would be so many different demons, so many like kinds where I would just fall asleep, or sometimes like urges to come out. And I was just asking if y'all could pray for me and help me fight some of these demons out. I have my God that helping me. He's a reverend. But it seems like it gets worse and worse every time when I'm away. I done gave up a lot to try not to associate myself with it because it's like voices in the head. And I'm pretty sure I know I'm not, you know, like a mental illness. It's more of a actual withhold. You can actually feel their spirits moving in you. Today when I got into this call and you was doing your prayer and I was on my knees and I was following along with the scriptures, you can feel certain spiritual movements going on, and tears started coming out, and I started feeling the rejoice. So if you can, just keep me up in the prayer.
All right. You ready to pray now?
Yes.
How long have you been a Christian?
Since birth, I was christening, and I've been in and out of church, but for the last 10 years, I've been in church.
Okay. When did you personally receive the Lord Jesus Christ?
About March of 2010.
Okay. Now, tell me about your church background.
Well, I started off at Mount Zion Baptist Church in Coatesville, and for about, since birth all the way up to 14, 15, I kind of got off track, and then I went back into another church where I was baptized by my goddad, Lifeline Baptist Church. Community church, and I've been going there. Mm-hmm. I've been going there faithfully. When I was at Mount Zion, I was playing the bongos, and I was in youth prayer. I was in church more than like 3 or 4 days out of a week. But since I've been working a lot now, it's kind of like I only go on Sundays.
Okay. Are you married?
Single.
Mm-hmm. You've been engaging in sexual sin?
Can you say that again?
I said, have you been engaging in sexual sin during your singleness?
Yeah. Well, not like homosexuality, but more of having sex without wedlock.
Mm-hmm. You've been doing a lot of that?
For the most part, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't in the last 2 years, so.
Uh-huh. Okay, did you repent of that?
I didn't know how.
Okay. All right. Well, any of the persons that you were engaged with, did you do oral and anal sex, that kind of thing?
Oral, but no anal.
Okay. No group sex?
No group sex.
Okay, so you didn't do orgies? All right. Well, now tell me about your family background. What are the sins that you see on your mother's side of the family?
My mom's side, I don't see no sins on her side. I really don't know that side. We're not family, so I know some of them, but I haven't really, like, know anything that they would have been gotten into, nor on my father's side.
So you don't know your relatives?
Not as deeply as I would know my siblings.
Okay. How about your siblings?
Yeah, I think they probably were. I know for sure my brother was.
What were they involved in?
Same thing, probably sex without a wedlock and drugs, maybe.
Okay. Was anybody that you know of involved in witchcraft?
No, not that I know. Not that I know of physics. My daughter's mother's aunt was known to play with that stuff, but I'm not sure if, you know, I'm not sure if she still does that.
Okay. Anybody in your family in Masons or Order of the Eastern Star or any of that?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Anybody into the music of the culture?
All of us.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we're going to get started, okay? Those spirits that you feel in you, you got them in there through sin. I want you to know that. When you committed sin, you opened doors for the devil to come in your life, and that's how those spirits came in. Now, from what you're telling me, I have determined that you had sex with somebody that's involved in witchcraft to some degree.
Okay? Mm-hmm.
You can't lay down with everything that walks on two legs.
Right.
Because what you do is you open yourself not only to that person's demons, but all the demons on their father's side, all the demons on their mother's side, and all the demons that came through everybody else that they have had sexual activity with. That's a lot
yeah.
of demons. And they all get to come in you. All right?
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to lead you in a prayer of rededication to the Lord, but I've got to warn you some things first.
Yeah.
If for any reason, after we pray these prayers, if you go back into the world, if you go back to having sex outside of marriage, what is that squeaking sound?
I'm outside. Bird.
Oh, okay. All right. If for any reason you go back into the world, if you go back into sexual sin, you're going to get 7 times worse demons than you have right now. And they will drive
okay.
you mad. Do you understand? They will take
yes,
over
ma'am.
Your life, run your life, and destroy your life. They will affect your body and your money. You understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you ready to go forward?
Yes.
All right. You sure now? Because you're not going to be able to do what the people in the culture do. You're not going to be able to eye women the way men do. You can't have all these lust devils the way the men do and the women do now. You can't do all this provocative and lewd behavior that's prevalent in the culture. You can't do those things. You can't hold unforgiveness. You can't lie. You can't sin. Because when you do, you're opening a door for the devil to come and attack you, and he will. That's what he does. He's here to steal, kill, and destroy, and that's exactly what he'll do. So are you sure you're ready now?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. I just want you to know and to understand. So you're going to need to repeat after me. Do you have a prayer language? Do you speak in tongues?
No.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, you're going to need some power to withstand the devil. You're going to need the power of the Holy Spirit. Are you familiar with what happened in the book of Acts?
No.
Okay. When we finish praying tonight, do you have a King James Version of the Bible?
Yes.
Okay. That is the only version we use, the King James, nothing else. We don't do all these other variations. We strictly King James Version, all right?
Yes.
I want you to go to the New Testament. You familiar with the New Testament?
Yes.
And I want you to go to the book of Acts, A-C-T-S. And I want you to read about, I want you to read the whole book of Acts.
Okay.
I want you to read the whole book of Acts. And I want you to call me on Wednesday so we can talk some more and pray some more. Okay?
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Because this is not, deliverance is a process. It's a process. It takes time. It comes off in layers, like an onion has layers. It comes off in layers. This is not a one-time thing, a two-time thing, a three-time, or a four-time thing. And we require here that you stay with the ministry several months listening to every service. We come up on Wednesday at 6:30. I don't know what time it is where you are, but Eastern time, it's Wednesday nights at 6:30. Friday night, 6:30. And Sundays, we come on at 12:30. Now, you might be at your local church then, but once you come home, you need to recast the broadcast from Sunday. Amen?
Yes, amen. But the question, so what's the website for, like you said, it's an internet thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
What is the website?
It's
so just
miracle,
in case the Sunday's...
The website is Miracle, M-I-R-A-C-L-E, Internet, I-N-T-E-R-N-E-T, Church, C-H-U-R-C-H, .com. MiracleInternetChurch.com. Mm-hmm.
Now,
all right, you ready to pray?
Yes.
And I want to encourage you to explore the website. Now, on Sundays when you want to recast the message, you will go to where it says Blog Talk Archive Sermons, and you'll click that link. And then
okay.
I don't know what time you'll be recasting, but if you scroll down, you'll be able to see the most recent one that we did from that Sunday. You'll be able to see. In fact, tonight after we get off the air, in about 30 minutes after we get off the air, you'll be able to pull up this sermon, the one that was preached tonight, this entire broadcast, and you can listen to it again. Amen?
Okay. Amen.
All right. If you're on a phone trying to get it, then when the page comes up on your phone, there are three white lines across a black background. That's your link. You click it, and then you scroll down the page to either the archives or whatever it is you need to look at, and you click that link and go from there. Amen?
Amen.
All right. Now, repeat after me. Lord Jesus Christ.
Lord Jesus Christ.
I have sinned in my life.
I have sinned in my life.
I made commitments to you.
I made commitments to you.
And I have backslidden. I have gone away from my commitments and been unfaithful.
I have gone away from my commitments and been unfaithful.
I have committed much sexual sin.
I have committed much sexual sin.
And the scriptures declare.
And the scriptures declare
that this sin will lead me to hell.
That this sin will lead me to hell.
I turn from my sin tonight, Lord Jesus.
I turn from my sins tonight, Lord Jesus.
I repent of them.
I repent of them.
I ask you to forgive me.
I ask you to forgive me.
And I ask you to cleanse me of my sin with your blood.
And I ask you to cleanse me of my sin with your blood.
I ask you to mature me.
I ask you to mature me.
I ask you to heal me.
I ask you to heal me.
And I ask you to deliver me.
And I ask you to deliver me.
I ask you to deliver me from those things I feel moving in my body.
I ask you to deliver me from the things I feel moving in my body.
I know that this is a process, Lord.
I know that this is a process, Lord.
And I yield myself to you.
And I yield myself to you.
I ask you to come live in my heart and be my personal Savior and Lord.
I ask you to come live in my heart and be my personal Savior and Lord.
I give you my love.
I give you my love.
I give you my heart.
I give you my heart.
I give you my life.
I give you my life.
And I give you my loyalty.
And I give you my loyalty.
I ask you to help me to be strong.
I ask you to help me to be strong.
And to resist the temptation to sin.
And to resist the temptation to sin.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, the body of Christ comes together in agreement with our brother's prayer before you. And from our position, seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we place the cross of Calvary between our brother's past and this very moment in Jesus' name. We come in agreement with his prayer before you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And with the sword of the Spirit, we cut him free from every soul tie, ley line, silver cord, garland, chain, fetter, net, yoke, snare, and device of the enemy in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the work of the demons in his life in Jesus' name. We command the demons that entered him through sexual activity, through inordinate sex, sex outside of marriage, to be bound in Jesus' name. All those water spirits, we bind you in the name of Jesus. Every territorial devil in his place, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind every occult devil that has entered his life, every type, order, and rank of demon that has touched his life. We bind you in the name of Jesus. All of those spirits in his mind, we bind you in the name of Jesus. Everything that came in through the eye gate, we bind you in the name of Jesus. All of those that came through touch, hearing, and smell, we bind you in the name of Jesus. We bind the spirits that led him to the places where he should not have been. In the name of Jesus Christ, all of those spirits in the belly, we bind you in Jesus' name. All of those spirits coming down the family line, all of the demons coming down the family line, we cut him free from you in the name of Jesus. We bind you all. We send you into the spirit of his, to the feet of Jesus for judgment. I need you to take a deep breath, and then from your belly, I need you to cough. And keep coughing. Cough. Come out in Jesus' name. Keep coughing. Don't stop. The whole time I'm praying, you take a deep breath and cough. Go into the cage to the feet of Jesus for judgment. Every snake in the belly with the sword of the Spirit, we cut you asunder in Jesus' name. Every Kundalini spirit, we cut you out of the back. We cut you out of come out of him in the name of Jesus. We cut off your heads in Jesus' name. Come out of him. Leviathan, king of pride, we bind him in Jesus' name. Come out of him in the name of Jesus. And lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, pride of life, we bind you in Jesus' name. Come out of him. All of those lust devils, spirits of boredom, we bind you in the name of Jesus. Generational whoredom demons, we bind you in the name of Jesus. Generational sexual demons, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Generational lust demons, lust for women, lust for sex, lust for attention, lust for praise, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Come up and out of here. Come out of his loins in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of his eyes. Come out of his ears. Come out of every cell in his body in the name of Jesus Christ. We burn you with the fire of God, the all-consuming fire of God. Come up and out. Out of him now. Come out. Wherever you are, go into the gate, to the feet of Jesus for judgment. Father, we thank you for releasing your warring, linking angels. We bind spirits of lewdness, spirits of perversion, spirits of oral sex. Come out of the mouth. Come out of the mouth. All the body fluids, come out of the mouth. Lewdness, wantonness, you're bound in Jesus' name. Lust of every kind. I like my women like this. I bind you in Jesus' name. Wanton eyes, voyeurism, you're bound. Peeping Tom, you're bound in Jesus' name. Whore, the whore is bound in Jesus' name. Every whore is bound in the name of Jesus. Come up and out. All the whores, you're bound. Go into the cage to the feet of Jesus for judgment. Whoremongering spirit. Whoremongering spirit. Generational whoremongering spirit. You're bound in the name of Jesus. Come up and out. Come up and out. Go into the cage to the feet of Jesus for judgment. Whoremongering spirit. Coming down the family line. Lying spirit. Deceiving spirit. Seducing spirits coming down the family line. Fire of God upon you. Fire of God upon you to consume you in Jesus' name. You're bound. Go into the cage. Father, we thank you for releasing your warring linking angels. Releasing your warring linking angels in Jesus' name. Spirits of fornication, you're bound in Jesus' name. Fornication.
groping, you're bound in Jesus' name. Inordinate affection, you're bound in Jesus' name. Idolatry, you're bound in Jesus' name. Come up and out. Come up and out. Generational iniquity. Generational iniquity. Generational iniquities, you're bound in Jesus' name. Rebellion coming all the way from Adam and Eve, you're bound in Jesus' name. Doubt, fear, and unbelief coming all the way from Adam and Eve, you're bound in Jesus' name. Rebellion, 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 defying the living God, you're bound in Jesus' name. Stubbornness and idolatry, you're bound in Jesus' name. Willfulness, self-will against the will of God, you're bound in Jesus' name. Tormenting demons, you're bound. All of you, you're bound. In the name of Jesus Christ, come out of it. Come out of it. Father, in the name of Jesus, we bind every being that he has slept with, whether it was a spiritual being or it was a natural person. We bind them all, every single one, from the time he gave up his virginity until this moment. We bind every single one and all their demons in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind them together. We command them all to come up and out now. Go into the cage. Whatever their names were, we call them out in Jesus' name. All of them, every woman he's ever been with in the name of Jesus Christ, every woman he's had a crush on, every woman he's ever wanted to be with, every woman he's ever lusted after, we call them all out now, bound in the name of Jesus Christ. Go into the cage. Into the cage. We cut him free from every single one. We sever every ungodly soul tie. We burn it with holy fire in Jesus' name. Come up and out of him. Come out of him. Come out of him now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Fire of God, fire of God, come burn them out of him. Burn the lust out, burn it out. Come out of the loins, come out of the loins, come out of the loins. In the name of Jesus Christ. Witchcraft in the belly, you're bound, come out. All the witchcraft from the witches, come on out in Jesus' name. Witchcraft spells, witchcraft love spells, worked over him. Come out, you're bound. We break the spells in Jesus' name. We break the bewitchments. We break the magic. We break the curses in Jesus' name. Come out of it. Devil, you're not going to get away with that in Jesus' name. He disconnected the phone line. Bozy, we bind you in Jesus' name. Father, in the name of Jesus, we put our brother in your hands. We ask, Lord God, that you take his deliverance to completion and that you seal him until the next time we speak to him again in Jesus' name. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We thank you for it, Lord. Saints, in your prayer language. Father, we ask you to torture that devil that cut off the phone line. We bind him and put him into the cage to the feet of Jesus for judgment. Ruka. We bind the temptation to sin over his life. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise, Lord. We give you praise. We give you glory and honor, Father. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen, Lord. Amen. Holy Spirit, we put him in your hands. In Jesus' name, we put him in your hands.
I got him back on the line. I got him back on the
you
line.
You did?
Pastor. You can continue. Yes.
Okay. Let me. All right. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right. Keep
Hello?
Coughing. Yes, I'm here. Keep coughing. Come on out of it. Come out of him in the name of Jesus. Come out of him. Get out. All those devils, all those family devils and all the devils, all those women, come out of him. Get out of him right now in the name of Jesus.
You don't have any right to be there. His body is now the temple of the Holy Ghost, and you got to come out. You can't keep him. You can't hold him captive. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Lord, we ask that you fill him up to overflowing with the blood of Jesus. He's drinking 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 the blood of Jesus Christ. He's drinking the blood of Jesus. Now, young man, you're going to get a whole lot more deliverance. You're going to be getting deliverance all week long, probably into the next week. But we want you to call back on Wednesday night so we can talk to you and pray with you some more, all right? I want you to read the Book of Acts. Amen? I want you to do some fasting. Do you know how to fast?
Never did it before.
All right. Let me explain it to you quickly. You will need to... Okay, this is what the Holy Spirit is telling me to tell you. He wants you to eat soup. Just soup.
Soup.
Just soup.
Okay.
You can have water and soup between now and Wednesday when you call him. That's all.
Okay.
Just soup. That's your fast.
Yes.
You are to spend.
It doesn't matter.
You are to set aside time to spend with the Lord, reading the Bible, praising him, worshiping him, and going deeper into repentance with him. Amen?
Yes, ma'am.
As you read the Bible, he's going to bring things to your mind. Talk to the Lord about what he's bringing to your mind. All right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to seal our brother until we talk again. I ask you to take his deliverance all the way out, Father, to the end, and seal him with your precious Holy Spirit until we talk again. I do not want you to allow anybody to put their hands on you to pray for you. Nobody.
Okay.
I don't care who it is.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't care how holy you think they are. Nobody needs their hands on you. We've gotten you started.
Yes.
We don't want anybody, you know, spirits that's been dormant in them to come through them into you. Okay?
Yes.
All right.
Yes, ma'am.
You got that down now? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
We'll talk to you later. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen. You're welcome.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Bill. We appreciate that. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Let's see. Where am I, God? I lost track of where I was. Okay.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Everybody, we need to keep that gentleman up in prayer this week. He's been through a lot of deliverance. This is his first time going through deliverance. Area code 818, you're on the air live in Jesus' name.
Hi, I'm so glad you took my call. I want to start what happened this past week. I was having nightmares about or dreams about my oldest daughter, and I did the protocol that you teach us, and the Lord told me that these dreams were of him and that the spirit of death was trying to take her. She had, and I had prayed about this stuff over, you know, that she had gotten COVID. She had almost got hit by a car. She almost got into a massive accident. And he said that her boyfriend, because I've been asking the Lord if my daughter's boyfriends are of him. My youngest daughter's boyfriend has accepted Jesus. He needs to grow in it, but he has accepted Jesus. But this one, the Lord told me that this one is unknowingly a tool of the spirit of death attacking my daughter. But at the same time, as we you know, as I pray him out, that it's also going to be hard for her to lose him, because my daughter is someone who, you know, before I came to Deliverance, you know, I had them in, you know, just a seeker-friendly, you know, entertainment church, but she took it very seriously. My daughter loves God, and she would take all her friends to church to get them saved. And so the devil's made sure she has no friends. Every friendship, every relationship she has, you know, it's been destroyed. And, you know, and it's not even her. It's just a double attack. And so my daughter, I know, deals. She says she feels like she's broken and at a breaking point. And she feels like she lost me too. Like she feels like she doesn't have a mom because she doesn't understand where I am, you know, and she doesn't understand any of this. And I know that after, you know, my daughter was talking about getting, you know, I don't know if we're allowed to talk about it, but you know, the V, I'll say. But then she got COVID. So I thought that was going to be over with. And I tried, even though she doesn't want to talk about it, I kept trying to, you know, get her, she thinks it was a great, like she doesn't see the problems in it. But I believe that I hear that this boyfriend's been putting a lot of pressure on her. And she didn't tell me this. And after I had those dreams where God told me that the spirit of death was after her, the same day I got something from my insurance about, thank you for getting the V. And I didn't get it. And so I asked her if she got it, and she lied, and she said no. And then she was afraid to tell, and I said, I know it wasn't. Did you get it? And she finally admitted she did. She got the first one. It was an email. It was something about, you know, you need to go set up your appointment for the second one. And you know me, you've been working with me for 2 years. My biggest thing I've ever dealt with is anxiety. And so for the first 24 hours, I was just like shaking and trying to, you know, and doing spiritual warfare, and nothing, I was not getting peace at all. And I just did everything I've known to do. But I went to sleep that night, because I had a question. I said, God, I am standing on these promises, you know, like no weapon formed against you, you know, all these different promises. But I said, that's for me. Can I stand on them for my kids? They're my seed, but does it count? And I went, and I didn't know, so I could not find peace. And then I went to bed, and God woke me up in the middle of the night. I guess I go to bat my blood or whatever, but it was the Lord who woke me up. And my Bible, you know, I had my Bible app playing all night long. And right at that moment, it was to Psalm 37, where it says, when you're righteous, your seed is blessed. And so I started getting some breakthrough peace. Like, through the next 24 hours, it's a big battle, but I started getting breakthrough peace. And I put the prayer request in. And then last night, I woke up and right to the same, to Isaiah, where it says, I guess about the righteous, that your seed shall be delivered. And so I'm getting more peace, you know, because I was having palpitations for over 24 hours. I just believe these things are biological weapons. And so I am, you know, at the point now where I said, okay, God. And then God brought me, he brought me about how when you have the faith of a mustard seed, you can command this mountain to be cast into the sea. So I said, God, and that's why I called in today to ask, if I can call a mountain to be cast into the sea, can I call this bee out of my daughter's body and call this? Because I asked her why. It's just like she doesn't know. I guess she goes, I just want it to be over. There's so much pressure. It's something here in California, there's just so much pressure. She goes, Mom, I just want it over. She goes, I don't even care if it kills me anymore. I don't care if I live or die anymore. And it just breaks my heart. But I don't want her. She doesn't understand. She goes, I just trust God to take care of me. But I want to reverse this thing out of her. And I want God to help heal her and to get this boy out of her life and to draw her to him. Because whatever she's hearing, she believes she's hearing God, but she's not. God's not going to, I don't believe that God is telling her to go get that. And, you know, it's just so much. And I just feel like I'm in a battle now, you know. But I thank God he showed me that this spirit is after her. And he told me to fast for 24 hours.
Okay, mother. First of all, mother, you need to get a hold of your own emotion. That's the first thing.
Yes,
You need to fast, and you need to get your own emotions under control. The Bible says, in your patience possess ye your soul. Okay?
Yes.
Because the spirit of fear in you will open a door to attack her. Get a hold of your own emotions. All right? Calm down.
Yes.
God knew before she was born that she was going to pull this stunt and lie to you. Okay? So he's well prepared. Okay? Number two, all that time you went to bed upset, the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room was right there waiting for you. Somebody was up waiting for you.
Yeah.
Okay. Somebody was waiting to pray and agree with you.
Oh, yeah, no. They helped.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm not finished. The next thing is you need to put your daughter into the hands of the Holy Spirit. The Bible says to cast your care, you need to put her and her boyfriend into the hands of God, the Holy Spirit, right now.
I do it right now.
Right now. We're here to agree with you.
I do it now. In Jesus' name. I both of my daughters, I'm going to put, and her, their boyfriends, Lord, I put them in your care. I dedicated my daughters from before they were born, and I cast them on you because you can take better care of them than I can.
Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we come into agreement with our sister's prayer. We bind her fear, her anxiety, her worry, and her concern in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all those spirits attacking our sister in the name of Jesus. We command them to be bound and to come up and out of her. Take a deep breath and cough. Cough that out. Cough all that fear out. Cough all that anxiety. That generational fear, we bind you in Jesus' name. Come up and out of her. Generational fears, you come out of her right now in the name of Jesus. Come out of her. Generational fears, fears coming down. Rika, Rusa. Fears transferred into her from others. Come up and out in the name of Jesus. Come out of her in Jesus' name. Worry, come up and out, bound. Stress, come up and out, bound in Jesus' name. Go into the cage to the feet of Jesus for judgment. Come out of her. Come out of her now. Come out of her generations in the name of Jesus Christ. Ignorance of the word of God, you're bound. Come up and out in Jesus' name. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of her. Peace of God. We release the peace of God over mother in the name of Jesus Christ. Take a deep breath. Breathe in the peace of God. Release your prayer language. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we lift up to you the daughter that has gone, that has backslid, this eldest child, and her unsaved boyfriend in Jesus' name. We bind the demons in the unsaved boyfriend in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the work of the enemy. We bind him being an agent of the devil, and we claim his soul for the kingdom of God in Jesus' name. We place him, Father, into the hands. Break it in Jesus' name. Father, we remove him from her life right now in Jesus' name. We break it in Jesus' name. We break this attachment, this inordinate affection in Jesus' name. This seducing, we bind it. This alluring, we bind it in Jesus' name. We remove him out of her life in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you correct your child in Jesus' name.
The word forbids us, Lord, to have those kind of close associations with persons who are not of Jesus Christ. She's of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
So, Father, we ask that you take her to those scriptures and open her eyes so that she can see. Holy Spirit, we thank you for the convicting power of the Holy Spirit. And we ask you, Father, to draw her back to yourself. Father, we remit her sins and the sins of her ancestors in Jesus' name. We ask you to draw her back with loving kindness. We take authority, dominion, and power over every foreign substance in her body in Jesus' name. We bind it in the name of Jesus Christ. Every substance, Lord, that you don't want in her vessel, we bind it in Jesus' name, and we put it into the spiritual cage in Jesus' name. Father, when she's ready to let go, we ask you to remove it, to cast it out of her in Jesus' name. We plead the blood of Jesus over her. Come out in Jesus' name. Amen. Come out of the world. We call her out of the world and back into the kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name. Blood of Jesus. Blood of Jesus. Blood of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for the blood in Jesus' name. We thank you for the blood in Jesus' name. Thank you, Mom.
Pray
in tongues, Mom. Fast, Mom. Love you, too. God bless. Amen, amen. Praise the name of Jesus. Now, there's some other people that wanted us to pray, but we're about out of time tonight. And Brother Marshall still has to come and pray. Amen. Let's see here. Where am I, Lord? Oh, here I am. Okay, let's see. Tonight, okay, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Brother Bill. Appreciate you. Amen. Let's see, where am I here, Lord? Let me get this technology to doing what I need it to do. Amen. Praise the name of Jesus. Amen. Help me out here, Lord. Amen. Okay, Brother Bill, if you'd be so kind as to post in the chat room, thank you. Appreciate you. Tonight we're praying about the clashes between the Palestinian and the Israel police. We're praying about the use of China-made vaccines. We're praying about the vaccines that are actually manufactured in China. We're praying about that. We're praying about federal overreach, praying about tropical rains that are in the Gulf of Mexico. You know those people over there in Texas and in Louisiana and Mississippi and Alabama, they've had a lot of storms in the past few years. We're praying about high-tech companies that are outsourcing censorship. They're censoring, but they're using false fact-checkers in order to set up a plan to censor people who ought not to be censored, really. It's just a way of doing it, you see. We're going to pray about China's attempt to seize Taiwan. We're praying about election audits and results, and we're praying about securing our borders. Those are the things that we're praying about tonight, saints. Amen. And while I look for Brother Marshall, I'm going to start the prayer. Amen, and he'll come right in. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Wait a minute there. Okay. In the name of Jesus Christ, we lift up Israel to you, and we lift up the Palestinians to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We know, Lord, that this is a blood war. We know that Satan is majorly involved in it. So, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places, With Christ Jesus, we bind Satan's interference in the affairs of men and governments in Jesus' name. Zeus, we bind you in Jesus' name. We pull you down from your place of authority in Jesus' name. We pull you down. Mind-blinding spirits, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We break your grip and hold. We break your grip and hold. We break your grip and hold in the name of Jesus Christ. Hatred, 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 hatred. You're bound in the name of Jesus. Government clashes in the name of Jesus. We bind you in Israel and in Palestine in Jesus' name. Brother Marshall.
Thank you, Father, for hearing our prayers. We give you praise and honor and glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for interceding for each of us. You're able to save us to the uttermost to come to Heavenly Father by you. We ask you to make all of our prayers effectual and fervent and lead us under your Spirit, by your Spirit, the way you want, Father, in Jesus' name. We pray for the situation, for the clashes that Sabrina's already mentioned, as well as the attempts to seize Taiwan and the results and the plans of the enemy in different areas concerning the election audits and the results in Jesus' name, and also the securing of the borders, Father. We come before your throne of grace boldly because of the blood of the covenant, because Jesus paid the price. I thank you, Father, for giving him all power in heaven and earth, even as it is written in Revelation 17:14. It says, "These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them. For he is the Lord of lords and the King of kings, and they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful." Thank you, Father. You did not come to call the righteous. You came to call sinners. And we have, and we do repent and renounce all sins, including ungodly fear and pride and presumption, every fear, and every ungodly spirit of idolatry. We cast all our cares on you, Lord Jesus, because you care for us. And we take the battle to the gate. It's not our authority. It's the authority you give the Lord Jesus, Father, as you've given them all power in heaven and earth. As it is written in Isaiah 28:6, "And the spirit of judgment to him that sitteth in judgment, and for strength that to them that turn the battle to the gate." So we turn the battle to the gate, Lord Jesus, and we thank you, Father. And you told us that's what we're your children, because Jesus has redeemed us with his own blood, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. We're redeemed not with corruptible things of silver and gold, but incorruptible blood, as of a lamb without spot or blemish. And he that purchased us with his own blood, he knows how to take care of us. We do pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We pray for the peace of all those who have given their hearts to the true God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, including the Palestinians and those in China. There are those in Taiwan, those in even communist China that have given their hearts to Jesus. Father, we ask you to protect all your saints wherever they are, including those in Arizona with the audits being done, and all the other states that are beginning audits, Father God, and all the saints that are standing for the truth, and all those that are just doing what they think is right. Men may not have yet given their hearts to Jesus. We ask you, Father, for your divine intervention, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you that the army of the Lord is not too short to save. And we give you praise and honor and glory. As we come boldly before your throne of grace with the big brother Jesus, we ask you for your divine help and intervention, Father, in Jesus' name. Because we know you sent your Son to be the Savior of the world. And we thank you, Father, for forgiving us all of our sins and iniquities, because of 1 John 1:9. And you said, Father God, that Jesus paid that price. And we thank you, Father, for the full price he paid when he hung on that tree, according to Galatians 3:13-14. And then, since it is written, God our Savior will have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of truth, we ask you, Father God, for your divine help and intervention. And Satan, you remain permanently, continually, perpetually bound in all of your underlings. Every spirit of Zeus, every spirit seeking to steal, kill, and or destroy, every spirit of war is bound from our position, seat, and heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We command them in for the flow of power communication from the demons in the second heavens, the bush and the deep, to all those we have in our interceding for, not just those in Israel, not just those in the Palestinian area, not just those in Taiwan and China, not just those pertaining to the election audits, and all the plans of the deep state, all the plans of communist China are bound in Jesus. And every ungodly spirit, every spirit of ungodly authority is bound from that position in the gate, the authority, Jesus, who has all power in heaven and earth, as written, Matthew 28:18. And we thank you, Father, for giving Jesus that power. In Jesus' name, we give you praise. Thank you for the privilege of being able to pray in that name above all names, the name above Jesus, the name above all names, not a name above Jesus. Well, you esteem your word above all your name. But we thank you, Lord, in the name above all names, at whose name every knee must bow, Satan must bow his knee. Every knee must bow and every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Those in authority in the communist China, those in authority that are trying to overturn the results of the election audits, those in authority in Israel, those in authority in the Palestinian Authority, Jesus' name is above all those names, in Jesus' name. Father, we ask for your divine intervention. Satan, you and all your underlings, including every spirit of pride, rebellion, every spirit of greed, every mind-blinding spirit, every spirit, of being like a, thinking like an animal, not like a human being with compassion. Every spirit of hard-heartedness and idolatry is bound. Every spirit of greed and mammon, worship of mammon and worship of idolatry, every spirit of idolatry is bound. And every spirit trying to force fear and idolatry on those who claim to be Christians are bound in Jesus' name, not just in Israel, not just the Palestinian Authority, not just in Taiwan, not just in communist China, not just those pertaining to election audits, not just in Arizona, but all the audits that are coming as well as already started, and all those along the border in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father. Yes, they're more with us than with them, but we thank you, Father God, for allowing those, like the governor in Florida, for helping to send reinforcements to those in Texas and those in Arizona trying to protect the southern border. And we thank you for inspiring other like-minded governors to send help, maybe from South Dakota, maybe from other states that understand what's really going on. And we thank you for the help in the natural way. Thank you especially for the supernatural help, because our battle is not really against flesh and blood. It's against principalities and powers, spiritual wickedness in high places. All those spirits and wickedness in high places are bound in Jesus. And yes, Satan, you and all your enemies, Beelzebub is bound. Every spirit of rebellion is bound. All the spirits behind Freemasonry are bound. All the witchcraft curses are returned on the heads of the spirits that set them. Do the spirits intend to do dust. And all those who have been deceived before, in Jesus' name. Every ungodly spirit, to return on the heads of the spirits that stem, do those spirits with intent to do dust, trying to stir up fear in the believers, is bound in Jesus' name. We speak blindness to the eyes of the enemy, muteness to the mouth of the enemy, and they only hear what Jesus wants them to hear in Jesus' name. And Father, God of Surah, say you remain bound, all your underlings remain bound, including every spirit of pharmakia, sorcery, and witchcraft remain bound, including those behind vaccines, false vaccines, even real vaccines, every spirit of using fetal tissues, every spirit of sacrifices to Satan, every ungodly spirit of blood sacrifices, we cancel their assignments, not just those in Israel and Palestine, not just those in China, those pertaining to the manufacture of vaccines, particularly in China and even in this nation, in Jesus' name, wherever they've been put together, in Jesus' name, or maybe with the help of different spirits, in Jesus' name, we cancel their assignments. And Father, we ask you to open the eyes and minds and hearts of those that need to have their eyes and hearts and minds open, Father God, in Jesus' name. Even as Sabrina prayed earlier, even as you were inspiring me to pray before I heard what she was going to pray in the global prayer room. And I thank you, Father, for what you're doing, opening the hearts and minds and eyes of those that need to have their hearts and eyes and minds open to hear what you want, Lord, in Jesus' name. We give you praise and honor and glory in Jesus' name. We thank you for your mercies that are new every day in Jesus' name. We give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, in Jesus' name. You said, come for the believers, Father God, you said, ask and you shall receive. And the many gifts that the Holy Ghost comes to give us, and we thank you for the spirit of adoption, Father. We thank you, Father, we not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father, according to Romans 8:15 and following, in Jesus' name. And that the Holy Spirit comes to give us various gifts. And when one of the gifts the Holy Spirit gives is the gift of discernment, discerning of spirits, Father God, in Jesus' name. Give those people and the family members of every believer. You said in your word, in Acts 16:31, believe in the Lord Jesus, and you'll be saved in your household. Sozo, saved, healed, delivered, preserved, and made whole, and your household. You said the seed of the righteous shall be delivered in Proverbs 11:21. And you cannot lie. You contend with them, they contend with us, and you save our children. And we thank you for that, Father. And not just our children, all the family members. And we give you praise. And all the family, all the descendants of every believer, including Peggy and Christine Smith's descendants, who brought in the great revival of about 70 years ago. And one of their descendants is Donald Trump. We ask you to grant Donald Trump discernment. And all the descendants of every believer, not just Sabrina Sessions' grandmother's descendants, including Sabrina's brother, grant each one discernment and all the family members, every believer, discernment in every area about what to do concerning what they think is their health and their choices about what vaccines to take and where they come from, and grant them discernment, Father God, in Jesus' name. And we thank you for that, because Jesus says, if two of you on earth agree touching anything you ask, it shall be done of my Father which is in heaven. And you said in John 16:13, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. He shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. So, Father, we thank you for sending the Holy Ghost to guide us, to teach us, and grant every one of the saints discernment in every area, how to relate to those around them, how to communicate the way you want, in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father God, for the scientists that are actually seeking to speak the truth, even though they've been censored on all the mainstream platforms, in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father God, for inspiring those to give messages of hope, that those same medicines, those same natural supplements that would have helped people avoid getting COVID in the first place will help people if they've gotten the jab. And we thank you, Father God, that we can cast all of our cares on you because you care for us, and that will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. And we thank you, Father God, for ivermectin and HCQ and all these things that you've already provided. They just tried to hide it when they tried to ram through this emergency authorization use vaccine, and not just this one vaccine, but the several vaccines in different areas. And we thank you, Father God, for bringing people supernatural peace when they find out, oh, God's got plans in the natural and in the spiritual. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father God, no weapon that's formed against us will prosper, as you told us, Father God. And even going back a little bit here in Isaiah 54:10, it says the mountains, those authorities, you know, like a false regime, those mountains shall depart, and the hills, the little hills, you know, those little authorities, shall be removed. But God says, behold, my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord that hath mercy on thee. It's a wonder. I would suggest reading Isaiah 54:10 to the end of the chapter, which says, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. But this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. That's really, really awesome, because he renders unto man his righteousness, like he says in Job 33, I think it's around verse 26, and Romans chapter 5, around verse 17, he gives us the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. And guess what righteousness does? Righteousness delivers from death. That's what the covenant is. That's how we overcome the accuser of the brethren, by the blood of the Lamb, the word of our testimony. We don't love our natural lives as much as we love the one who loved us perfectly and poured out his blood, his soul, to redeem us back from the devil. That is the Lord Jesus Christ, who has all power in heaven and earth. We thank you for your divine help and intervention, Father God, from the federal overreach, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father God, for exposing what they've been trying to do and bringing to light what needs to be brought to light in your time. And thank you, Father God. Jesus said, the things I have done, you will do, and greater things than these. And you says in your word, Lord, concerning the tropical rains in the Gulf, we speak shalom to the weather and the atmosphere, because that's what Jesus did when there were storms. He said, shalom. He didn't have to say in Jesus' name, because he is Jesus. Jesus happens to mean Savior. He's the only Savior. There's no other name under heaven by which we must be saved. Not the name of a jab or any other thing. Not the name of any political person. No, just the name of Jesus. We give you praise, Lord. And it's written in Psalm 104, beginning at verse 5, who hath laid the foundations of the earth that it should not be removed? Thou coverest it with the deep as with a garment. The waters stood above the mountains. At thy rebuke they fled. At the voice of thy thunder they hasted away. They go up by the mountains. They go down by the valleys into the place which thou hast founded for them. Thou hast set a bound that they may not pass over, that they turn not again to cover the earth. Psalm 104:5-9. Father, we ask you to hasten your word to perform it. And if there are rains affecting the areas where the saints are and those that will be saints, Father God, in Jesus' name, you said in your word, in Revelation 12:16, and the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon cast out of his mouth. We thank you for swallowing up flood the plans of the enemy sent against any one of the saints, not just in Texas and Louisiana, and all the areas in that entire area, even the other regions on the west side of Florida. In Jesus' name, we thank you for drying up what needs to be dried up. We speak shalom to the weather and the atmosphere in Jesus' wonderful, wonderful name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. And you said in Matthew 10:26, Jesus speaking, fear them not, therefore, for there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and hid that shall not be known. In Jesus' name, Father, not only concerning the tech companies, the likes of Twitter and Facebook and all these things that have false fact checkers that kick people off their platforms inappropriately, just controlled by Satan. That's all it is, just lying spirits. Father, we ask you, Father, for your divine intervention, Father God, that those tech platforms will be totally removed, and unless you want to use them and refurbish them, Father, in Jesus' name, including all those that have plans to interfere with the results coming out from the Arizona audit and the other results that are coming forth in Jesus' name. What's really going on, Father God, in those areas, Father God, and what's really going on concerning the southern border in the United States of America. We ask that you bring to light what needs to be brought to light, and we thank you for doing so. We give you praise and honor and glory, because you said, if two of you on earth agree to anything you ask, it shall be done of my Father which is in heaven. We thank you, Father God. We give you praise and honor and glory for your mercy and your help. And we thank you, Father. There are more with us than with them. And we thank you for your obedient angels. We thank you for the angel of the Lord that encampeth around about them, that fears you, Lord, and delivers them, including the saints in Taiwan. We thank you for encamping around about all of your saints continually, instantly, immediately. We thank you, Father God, that all the plans and wiles of the Communist Chinese Party, God, has said to kill, steal, and destroy, and to conquer, they will be of none effect in Jesus' name. We give you praise and honor and glory. We take thank you for all the benefits of Psalm 37, Father God, in Jesus' name. Cut us that which we continue. Cut us that to delight ourselves in you. You give us the desires of our heart, including the believers that are in harm's way in any area, whether it's Taiwan or any other place, even communist China itself, Father, in Jesus' name. Cut us that. You said, for the evildoers shall be cut off, but they that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. As the wicked plotteth against the just, and gnasheth upon him with his teeth, the Lord shall laugh in him. He shall see that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out the sword. They have bent their bow to cast down the poor and the needy, to slay such as be of upright conversation. The Lord shall end their sword, the sword of the enemy, whether it's the deep state communist China or any other international groups, those associated with the so-called Great Reset in Jesus' name, their sword shall enter into their own heart, and their bows shall be broken. A little that a righteous man is better than the riches of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. And thank you, Lord, we will not be ashamed. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time. In the days of famine, they shall be satisfied. We thank you for satisfying the desires of all of your children. We give you praise and honor and glory for what you have done, are doing, and going to do in Jesus' name. As we keep our eyes on you, Lord Jesus, the author and finisher of faith in Jesus' name. As we repent and have repented of all sins, including pride and scorning and every other sin, Father, in Jesus' name. And we look to Jesus, because the battle is not ours, but the Lord's. We don't know what to do, but we look to you, Lord. And it says in Psalm 33:18, behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul, our plural, soul singular, Jesus is our life, our soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. For our heart shall rejoice in him, because we have trusted in his holy name. That's the name above all names. Let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us, according as we hope in thee. And we thank you for that privilege of having increasing faith, Lord. For faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word. And I thank you, Father God, for ordering all of our thoughts and our steps. Help us all, Lord, to spend the time listening to Jesus and doing what he tells us to do. Even as Brother Bill is giving us encouragement and direction, we thank you, and Sabrina as well. And we thank you, Father, for that. I was thinking of Brother Bill's encouragement about praying more in the Spirit, kind of a sort of way, and doing what the Lord has shown each of us to do. And even as Pat Holiday told us, yes, she'd go, and she maybe go to one of these alternative news sites, and she'd just look at the headlines. She wouldn't listen to every little thing. She'd just do what the Holy Spirit told her to do and listen to what he tells us to do. And then we listen as much as he wants, and we thank you for that, Lord. And we thank you, Father God, for there are people that are out there speaking the truth. As I've heard a doctor recently, Dr. Jim Meehan at Bard's FM on the 16th of this month, and it was encouraging. He's a believer in Jesus, and he gave us hope, and he showed us a little bit. Not that that's our source. Jesus is our source. But we thank you for opening our eyes and helping us to see the things you want to see. Help each of us hold every thought captive and only go where you want, doing what you want. And we thank you for that, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you for your mercies that are new each and every day, Lord. And we thank you, Father God, for whatever plans to have mind cover up the results coming out of the election audit. Jesus, and whether their plans to have standing flags or their plans to fall to the rough communication, they've already just about removed everybody from their platforms. They can remove that are trying to speak the truth. That we're going to keep those little things about taking vitamin D3 and 6. Even those doctors and those naturalists who are not allowed to get the basic common sense advice, because they want people to not receive their common sense advice. So the devil, you're bound. Everyone here on this is bound. Everyone here is bound. In Jesus' name. Because of the blood of God. Every bind on earth is bound in a state of the strong man, the mind binder, and perpetually bound. As it is written, not only in Mark 3:27, Matthew 16:19, and Jesus' name, the strong man, perpetually bound. And we thank you, Father God, for all the help that you provide for our brothers and sisters in the southern states and all around the nation and all the children.
My father.
sisters, our brother and companion, they go now say, Shalom, peace be within thee. We bind those spirits that have already caused turmoil in that region. In Jesus' name, every spirit of turmoil are bound in Jesus' name, the blood of covenant. We thank you, Father, for the obedient, warring angels, additional angels to fight for your children. That you said, ask, and we're asking in agreement in Jesus' name. Lord, thank you.